broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Anyway, I'm your host, Andrew Johnson. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. It is a very brisk November's Eve, so really, thank you for leaving your house tonight, because I probably wouldn't had I not been being paid to be here, so that's cool. But all weekend I was in Niagara Falls. Yeah, the romance and suicide capital of the world, at least of Canada, if you're lucky. Have you been to Niagara Falls before, anyone? Also, it's also, I would add, the haunted house capital of the world. There are like 8 haunted houses on every block there. Next to the hotel that I was staying at, there was what they touted to be the world's largest exotic bird and reptile museum. The world's largest exotic bird and reptile museum, all because some fucking water falls over some fucking rocks. That's why. I just think it's like nuts. And to answer your question, no, I did not go this time. But maybe another time I will. But Niagara Falls is actually, I think, just aesthetically, bless you back there, and happy Remembrance Day. Fuck, I don't know. But it's actually, I think, one of the most aesthetically just hideous places I've ever visited. Because if I could describe the aesthetic sensibility of Niagara Falls, I'd say that it's as if the set designer from the show Married with Children, like the person who made all the sets to that show, like the wood paneling and like the earth tones and velvet and stuff, could design an entire city. It's like, so if you picture that, like the Bundy House, but like what it would look like if it was a hotel, and then what it would look like if it was a bank, and what it would look like if it was a church and just an entire fucking city. Oh, it's so gross. It's so gross. It's so gross. And then the comedy club that we need to play there, it's located in a casino, and it's not a nice one. I think the Falls View is the nice one. It's not that one. It's the other one. It's that casino that they send old people to die. It's just kind of like a nursing home casino, but not really equipped with, like, amenities for old people, per se. But, like, I say this because, like, you go in there and you just see row upon row of old person just parked at a slot machine. I'm not kidding. Some of them have IV drips. They are absolutely all wearing diapers, but a lot of people at that casino are, because that's a strategy to play in the slots, old people or not. But it's just, you see all these old people, and you know that they are just riding out their final weeks, like completely weeks. And no, it's true, it's true. Hey, circle of life, like, fuck, come on now, it's fine. We're all going to die. Some of us just maybe more dignified than these fuck faces at this casino wearing diapers, sitting in their own feces, just keep on pulling a crank. But okay, this is like a very astute observation that I made about old people and slot machines. It's cool, it's good. All right. Slot machines are old people's iPhones. Okay, in the same respect that like a teenager is with an iPhone, this is the reason I'm saying it, that is an old person with a slot machine, right? Because you're like, okay, put that down. Put that away. It's time for dinner. No, put that down. Look at me. No, put that down. No, we are going to eat dinner together like a normal family. For once, put that down. And then they're just like, no, no, no. They just stay. They'll literally just stay there fixated on that thing until they die. And that's the point, I think. So there you go. That's wrapped up in a nice little package. Anyway, but that's something that I don't understand about old people. There's a lot of things about old people that confuses me. And to be fair, there's a lot about me that confuses old people. Sure. One thing that I don't get, that old people don't get, is old people don't get the concept of headphones. Like, have you ever been wearing headphones and an old person tries to talk to you? Because they don't get, like, if you're wearing headphones, the old people do not get that what's going on here is that you can't hear what is going on outside of these headphones. And that is the point, because you don't want to have interactions with other garbage people. You don't want to, you just, they don't get that. They don't understand what's going on. I was on a train the other day, and I got on, I noticed that I was going to be seated next to an old person, right? And I'm wearing headphones, of course. And I sit down and I give the old person my that kind of like headphone greeting you give people to like kind of acknowledge their existence, but like discourage conversation. You know, you just like, you know, when you're wearing, you know, and it's just like you're wearing headphones and this is that, it's just like you're like, like that, right? Something that's just very little, but it's, you know, it's literally the least you can do, and that's fine. Anyway, so I do that. The train leaves the gate or whatever, and it must have been 10 minutes later. I look at the old person next to me, and this is what I see. I know. They think they're earrings or something, which is... So it's adorbs, but it's sad, a little bit sad. What's actually sadder, I think, is the fact, I think that a lot more people, old people, I think a lot more old people would talk to me, and I think I'd have a lot more interactions with old people, and this is so apropos of it being Remembrance Day, I think a lot more old people would be friendly to me if I didn't have a Hitler Youth haircut, because I think that that's something that brings them back to, if anyone's wondering, that is... So my haircut's called, if anyone wants it, it's called the Hitler Youth haircut. Might be a little distasteful in lieu of today, but to you I say about the Hitler Youth haircut, what? The problem with Hitler Youth wasn't that they didn't look good. That was not their problem. They had other problems. Namely the Hitler thing, that was a pretty big problem. That was a bad decision, but that was a haircut you could set your fucking watch to. And I did, and it works for my bone structure, so get off my dick. Happy Remembrance Day. Oh, fuck. Anyway, okay. Oh, my God. I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm going to... Oh, God. This is, like, the best crowd that I've ever seen at the Rivoli, so that's terrific. Fuck. Anyway, but I don't know if that whole... Really, yeah, that Hitler Youth... I'm like, I really should have, thought about that on doing that on Remembrance Day. So I don't know if that was offensive to anyone. I'm sorry if it was. It will absolutely not be the most offensive thing you hear tonight. It absolutely will not. It absolutely will not. It's definitely not the most offensive thing that I have said this weekend, I said the absolute most offensive thing you can possibly say to another human being. Like the worst, the worst thing. And it was to one of my really good friends. We got into a really heated argument. Like, really heated argument. You know, when you know someone really well, you know exactly where to hit them. And you just, so I don't know what I was thinking. It's a heated argument. I just lost control. I wasn't thinking. I actually said the worst thing you can possibly say to another human being. I looked him right in the eye and said, okay, you are the worst. You are like the human equivalent of the Michelle Williams part of a Destiny's Child song. I know. I know. Yeah, okay. Cool, okay. Some guy's looking at me right now like, who's Rochelle Williams? Do you watch the Super Bowl early this year? Remember Beyonce's halftime show? And do you remember her during that? There was that girl that popped out of the stage. She went and just shuffled and sang next to her and looked like a Make-A-Wish kid. That was Michelle Williams, and they used to be part of a girl group called Destiny's Child. And in their songs, all of Michelle Williams' parts were 10 words or less, and they didn't rhyme. Do you remember Michelle Williams' part from Survivor? Michelle Williams' part from that song went, after all of the darkness and sadness, soon comes happiness. If I surround myself with positive things, I'll gain prosperity. That's it. That's you, Anthony. That's what that meant to my friend. So... And I know if we're going to mend fences, guys. Anyway. All right, you ready for your first guest this evening? You guys are a great crowd. Oh, you're in for a real treat of a show. Don't really know too much else about our first guest other than he shares a name with my favorite character from 90210. I'm pretty sure he's a he. Please welcome Kelly Taylor.
Good. You know I'm big time. You're like, I know nothing about this guy. Actually, I don't know if it's a female or a male. It's awesome because I am bringing it. I'm from Saskatchewan. I can't believe I'm not bigger. And people get on you when you're from Saskatchewan. Like, it has a different feel than like Toronto. Like Toronto, Vancouver, you guys have adults on bicycles. Something we don't have. You see an adult on a bicycle, you're like, oh, look who got a DUI. It's going to be a long winter, Jeff. I'm going to give it a go. Try to make it. Nothing's impossible. My brother told me that. Nothing's impossible. I was like, well, then you've never tried to fold a fitted sheet because that is impossible. You can't fold a fitted sheet. You just end up rolling it up in a ball like a game of patty cake and then you shove it in the end closet beside all the other sheets that are perfectly folded. Fitted sheets get treated like Tupperware of the kitchen because no one puts Tupperware away nice. Tupperware is always in that one cupboard. It's got like a little hinge on it. You half open it, then you just shove it in as hard as you can. Try to shut the door quick. Like, I'm never using Tupperware again. Till the next person walks in, gets like a Tupperware avalanche. Like, oh, what the? Oh, sweet sandwich container. That's what I need. Oh, where's the lid? Are you kidding? Money was too tight at my household to have high-end Tupperware. If your money was tight, you know what your Tupperware was. Just old margarine containers. Nothing like going to the fridge for some margarine and coming out with two boiled potatoes. And then it would become an accessory to my lunch kit, too. Mom would send me to school this margarine container with a piece of apple pie and a spaghetti stained inside. She's like, make sure that makes its way home from school. Really? Mom, I think this margarine container's life is done already. Like, it's got no labels on the outside. You've washed it so many times. But I know this is a Basel top with a parquet bottom because you've got four elastic bands wrapped around this. It's not a proper fit. I can't fold that fitted sheet. So what do? I just, when that fitted sheet comes out, I just make the bed. Time to make the bed. And I'm not good at making the bed because I don't do it very often. I got cocky. My first time with that fitted sheet, I tucked it way under, then way under. I was like, oh, great, look, this is never coming undone. Went to stretch it to the other side. It stopped about halfway. I was like, hey. But instead of letting a little bit out and even it out, what do? I just pull it as hard as I can, barely hook it around the edge, then try to tell myself when I go to sleep, just don't roll around very much. And that doesn't work. There's nothing worse than getting woken up to bare mattress. You can be in the deepest sleep, but if you touch bare mattress, it's like a slap in the face. Oh, bare mattress, disgusting! And you just try to get away from it, too, because you're too lazy to fix it. That means you'd have to get up, out of bed, grab the sheet, hook it back around. That's too much work. So then what do? You do the half-ass effort of fixing it. You try to fix it while still laying in bed. Which is kind of a tough chore since you're still laying on top of the sheet. So now you come up with this bucking bronco move to shoot yourself off the mattress as you simultaneously grab this sheet and try to Superman hook it around the corner. Oh, there we go. That'd have been way too much effort to get up and pull that sheet around. I'd just do 2 minutes of plyometrics instead. Because nobody wants to do anything right when you wake up. Right when you wake up is the peak of laziness for the day. Because everybody here has been woken up because you've got to take a piss. And what's the first thing you do? You look at the clock and see if it's worth getting up to piss for. And then you do this fall asleep piss math equation in your head. You're getting woken up because you're going to piss your pants and this is your move. Like, oh, Mike, oh, I'm going to piss. What time is it? No, 6:30. I'm going to be up at 7. Oh, screw it. I'll just lay here in massive crotch pain for another half hour. Just try not to think about it. But if you see 4 a.m. on the clock, then you're like, ooh, I'm going to have to take care of this. But even then, when you go to the bathroom, you'll try to stay as close to sleep as possible. And that's how lazy you became. You don't want to restart sleep from the beginning. That's too much work at this point. So now when you go to the bathroom, you won't turn on any lights because you don't want any bright lights in your eyes. If you're not going to turn on the lights, why even open up your eyes? So now you're just going to the can. You're playing it by feel. You're like, I got to piss. I got to piss. And then once you get in there, well, if you're a guy, you just play it by sound. Well, that ain't it. Remember to clean the garbage can tomorrow. Start tickling yourself all creepily, like, stay sleepy. Stay sleepy. We don't want to get too zoned out because you don't want the last drop just to be a ricochet off the side of the toilet to your shins. And you're like, ah, good thing I wear socks to bed. I do not want a 4 a.m. shower. And then, ladies, us guys are sorry from the bottom of our hearts. We are sorry. Because no matter what we do after that, we get as much toilet paper, try to dry it off. We could bring in a hair blower, try to dry it off. But as soon as we pull her underwear back up, boop, dribble comes right back up. And I don't know what the fabric of her underwear is made out of, but it embellishes everything. So, oh, come on, man, that didn't happen. Seriously? And the reason I say sorry, ladies, because what do? We come right back into bed and snuggle right back up to your ass. Oh, my God, what the hell? Oh, my God, what the hell is wrong with you? Seriously? Pass me my phone. I'm putting this on Facebook. This is ridiculous. But you will pee your pants easier than us. Like, we might do it like that. But you girls, you always hold things. I haven't even heard a couple. Like, who's holding laughs in at a comedy show? Like, oh, I don't want to laugh out loud. You look like such a weirdo. I don't know why you ladies do that. Like a sneeze, you'll never sneeze in public. You always got to stop it or try to stop it. Which I don't recommend, because then you get 10 seconds of the weirdest looking face. It's like, oh my God, I got to sneeze. Oh, I can stop that. I'll just, oh. Oh my God, I almost sneezed there. That would have been so embarrassing. Can you imagine if someone would have saw my face? Oh my. Meanwhile, we're looking like, what the hell is up with this chick's face? And then when it does get to the point of the sneeze and you can't contain it, you don't get them in twos like us guys. You get them in like eights. Because you built up so much pressure. But then even as they're coming out, you still won't commit to the sneeze. Like, oh my God, here it comes! And oh, I think I just pissed my panties. Oh my God, Jennifer, I think I just totally whizzed in my panties either. It wasn't even a dribble, it was like like my butt cheeks are wet. Oh my God. You have an extra pair of panties in your purse? Okay, good. Because girls might have an extra pair of panties in their purse, because girls lose their underwear. Guys don't lose their underwear ever. We keep our underwear until there's nothing left but the elastic band that can go around our old Tupperware. You have a one-night stand with a girl, it's always followed up with 2 minutes of searching for her panties. You just saw her naked, but now she's got her T-shirt pulled over her crotch. Like, where do my panties go? Just shake the sheets. What the hell? Where did they get to? Guys never lose their underwear in a one-night stand. And you know why? Because we always keep them hooked around 1 foot, no matter what. Like, sorry, babe, can't totally commit to this lovemaking here. These are my protocols. Can't do it. Thank you guys very much. I'm Kelly Taylor, the male. Have a good night.
Kelly Taylor!
Woo! Really wanted you to play him out to the 902 theme song, but never mind. All right, so we're going to keep things going. Next comic coming to the stage. A very good friend of mine and one of my favorite comics to watch ever. Please welcome the hilarious Sabrina Chavez!
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Trying to figure out the song. I'm like, what is that? No, I don't know that song. Nobody else knows either? Okay, fine. Don't scream it out. I don't care. I got kids. Anybody? Hey. Oh, one person. That's cool. When they were small, I breastfed them. What? All right. I loved breastfeeding. You know, I can tell my son, he used to enjoy it as I fed him. He'd always make these noises like, and I'd be like, oh my God, what's so tasty coming out of my titties? Like, I feel so proud that I'm producing some good shit. I'm like, that's right, son. You better drink up. This shit is free. I don't have to buy milk for a whole year. That's the real reason why I loved it, because I'm saving money. And I've always wondered what breast milk tastes like. No, don't judge me. Sometimes I'd be standing in the shower and shit because I'm alone. And I lift my titty up. But I'm like, this shit is weird, so I put my titty back down. There's got to be another way. That's what I say in my head. And my man wouldn't try it while he was awake. So while he was sleeping, I gave him some, yeah. Listen up, ladies. And I knew it tasted good because in his sleep, he was like, you know, guys try and come on you when you're sleeping. It's like, fuck you, asshole. I never liked you anyway. Just me. That was weird. One thing I hate about having kids, I hate when strangers come up to me and give me some stupid advice about my kids. I hate that shit. I remember my son was 4 months old, and I took him to a public swimming pool just so he can get used to the water. You know what I'm saying? I was holding him, obviously. And then this old white lady come up to me, and she was just like, just throw him in the pool. He'll come up swimming. They swim in your belly. It's natural for them. Just throw him in the pool. I'm like, what kind of stupid shit is that? Can you imagine? I listened to her, and I threw my kid in the pool, and he drowned. I could just see her ass running away, calling 911. Some black lady just drowned a kid in the pool? What do you mean, description? I told you she's black. I know that trick. I lost a lot of babies that way. No? Okay. hey. It ain't real. Settle down. So my son, he's seven. He's seven now. But when he was five, that's like the best age. Because they're like losing their teeth and stuff like that. And it was so hilarious when he lost his first tooth. Because, you know, they feel like they're falling apart. It's hilarious. But I remember he lost his first tooth and he's all confused and shit looking at me. And he's just like, oh my God. And I feel like as a mother, I'm supposed to tell him what's going on. But forget that. I'm like, you're falling apart. He's like, no, your arms are next. Don't pick up your toys. So cute. He pissed his pants. And also... But, like, I wanted to tell him about the Tooth Fairy because I remember my parents, you know, I was raised on the Tooth Fairy. I thought it was cute. You know, I tried to tell him, I'm like, just put your tooth under the pillow and the Tooth Fairy's going to come. But my son asked way too many questions. He was like, how's she going to get into the house? I'm like, I don't know. She's going to climb through your window. And he's like, what does she look like? I'm like, an old white lady with wings, just because I remember that. But he got scared. He's like, I don't want no old white lady getting my teeth. I just swallowed my teeth, an old white lady. I'm like, that's right. Be scared of white people. Or whatever, you know. What? But this is the worst thing to ever happen to you as a parent. When your kids fall downstairs, it's the worst thing. And I remember it happened to my son when he was 2 years old. I was at my parents' house. And we have my parents have, you know, those huge spirally oak stairs. And my son was on top. And he fell all the way down. Like, I heard it. It was so... Like, it sounded really painful, you know what I'm saying? I was just, and, like, I was frozen with fear. Like, I mean, I should have met him halfway, but I didn't want to break his rhythm. Like, he had a good rhythm going, and he made it down. But, like, the thing with kids, if they're in pain, they will cry right away. But if they're not in pain, they'll look at you for, like, some weird permission to cry, and then they'll do all this drama, and I can't stand that shit. So, like, when you know how parents are just like, oh, my God, and then they're like, ah! Like, I hate that. So what I did was, like, he fell. And then he looked at me, and I didn't want him to cry. So I was like, hey, buddy, you made it. And he got up. He's like, what? I'm like, just dance it off. Want to make sure his bones was intact. You know what I'm saying? His spine was good. His pelvic muscles. I know. That's on a race. Like, but then I turned to my mom. I'm like, oh, my God. He's alive. They're like, he's dancing. Just be quiet. Weirdo. Okay, so my daughter, she's 10, and she's like, you know, last year they already started sex ed, which is fine, you know, but I think it's too early, you know what I'm saying, because she's coming home with questions, and, you know, I'm not really prepared. I just kind of tell her the truth and freak her out. Like, the other day, she was like, Mommy, what's a period? So I just told her the truth. I'm like, you're going to bleed once a month. She's like, oh, my gosh, you're going to bleed to death? Why did you tell me this is going to bleed to death when I'm 16? I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're not ready for the truth. So I spoke to her. I used to speak to her when she was, like, really small. I told her a story. I'm like, no, let me tell you the story about the period. As the days go on, your body fills up with so much stuff. And then at the end of the month, everything comes out. She's like, what comes out, Mommy? And I wanted to tell the truth, but then I just wanted her to be happy. I'm like, butterflies and fairies. She starts skipping away and shit. I'm like, that's right, be happy. But I'm all scared to be caught in a lie, because that's the worst thing when you lie to your kids and they look at you with their innocent eyes. Like, I can just see her one day. I thought you told me there were butterflies and fairies. I'd be like, you killed them all. What did you do? You're not supposed to keep them in that long. I like that one, too. Don't worry about it. This is a thing. What happened to me? This happened to me. In my early 20s, I had braces, which is a weird time to have braces. Anybody braces? Okay. I don't know why I just whispered that. I'm like, you're like, what's happening? It was a weird, like, I had a weird experience with my braces because I got my teeth done at U of T by students. Anyone had that shit? It's 50% off. What? Hey, but it's saving money, but it's so scary. Oh, my God, it's so scary. Because it's like a classroom, and they're all looking at you like, oh, my God, teeth. And I'm like, shit, you shouldn't be excited just to see my teeth. What's happening? But, like, you know, they sit you down, and all these students are, like, making suggestions and shit. And they're like, what if we pull out this tooth? And the professor's like, her whole mouth will collapse. I'm like, oh, shit. I gotta die. Why is your hands on my kidneys? You guys say physiology yet? It's weird. But this is embarrassing. I actually had a crush on the student who was taking care of my teeth. And if you ever had a crush on somebody, you usually drool, but you don't know that shit because your mouth is closed, you know, and you're constantly swallowing. But every week I went there, my mouth was open because, you know, we'd have to suction it out. And he would just be like, he's like, oh, my God, you're so hungry. Maybe you should eat before you come here. And I'm like, eat your dick. What? Suction harder, buddy, right back there. Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. It was weird. Anyways, I'm going to go. You guys have been great. Let's bring it out.
Sabrina Chavez! Excellent smile. Excellent smile, right? Not excellent body. Not excellent explaining the verb vagina to her daughter. So that's not going to go very well. And she's probably going to be pregnant in like 2 years. Anyway, so now, and we'll talk about that after, Sabrina, I guess. All right, we're going to keep things going with someone who is Movembering right now. Is anyone Movembering out there? Yeah? See? Yeah, it's lost its fad now. It used to be like kind of a trend, and now it's not. People are like, no, I don't want to look that hideous. I'm just going to write a check instead, basically. But this guy has grown a mustache that is going to knock your socks off in 10 days. And, well, I'm just going to, you know, bring him out here right now. Please welcome the hilarious Steve Patrick Adam!
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Guys, how are you? Oh, that's great. This is going pretty well. But I do eat a steady diet of hair, of human hair. It just pops right out. Pretty weird, huh? Guys, do you guys like drugs? You guys, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. Really solid, supportive crowd. On a scale of on a scale of one to drugs, how much you guys like drugs? The best crowd. Best crowd I've ever had. Who here loves drugs so much they'd kiss their own brother just to get some? Who here is with... Okay. Never mind. Okay. All right, sorry, guys. Who here loves drugs? They're in a beautiful relationship. Maybe a marriage just going super well. But they give it all up for one hot kiss from the brother. Who here's... Who's with me? Who's with me, huh? Who's with me? All right, guys. Who here loves drugs? Loves drugs. Now we're getting hypothetical. Your family is dead. Your entire family is dead. It was a murder most foul. It was just a gruesome murder. Family's dead. You go to the scene of the crime. There's your father, dead. Your mother, oh no, she's dead too. There's your brother. You sneak in a little kiss. You just sneak in a little hot kiss. Slide that in there. Actually, it's your last kiss, so it's like 10 seconds. You just really make it romantic, right? And then the cop arrives in the scene, the detective, and he's like, aha! The culprit has left saliva on the lips of the brother. And you're like, oh my God, should I confess to smooching my own brother? Or do I just let this play out? And guys, how do you deal with that tense question? Do you just deal with it on your own and get all anxious? Or do you roll a fat doobie? Who here loves drugs, huh? Nice. That one's dedicated to my brother. You should be able to kiss your own brother. I'm just going to... if you really want to. I'm a progressive man. Very supportive in the back. Guys, here's a little bit about me. I am a cop. I'm also your stepdad. Go to bed. Me and your mom are going to hang out. We're going to talk about how I'm replacing your real father, Frank. It's going very well. Going to wear the rest of Frank's aftershave for familiarity. Go to bed. True story, guys. True story. Obviously not true. You don't need to awe that one. There wasn't a true thing said in that entire thing. I just... let's calm the fuck down. Guys, I decided not to get a tattoo recently. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for your support. I was going to get a tattoo of a peregrine falcon, right? Nice. And then I'm talking to my friend. He's like, oh, that's interesting. I was going to get a tattoo that represents my mother. She passed away when I was young from a long struggle with cancer. What does your tattoo represent, Steve? And I was like, just about the fastest goddamn bird there is. You know what I mean? He's like, so you like birds? No. Don't even really like nature. I'm all about the speed, baby. Give him the guns. I thought his tattoo was a bit weird, though. I was thinking, like, I wouldn't get a tattoo that represents my father who passed away. Like, what if I was being intimate with a woman, or my brother, and I saw the tattoo? Right? I see this tattoo. I'm kissing. Oh, sorry. Nice act out. I can't continue. I couldn't help but be reminded of my father's gruesome demise as graphically depicted on my arm. Father, why? Why the birds? Attacked by a peregrine falcon. Fastest goddamn bird there is, right? He actually died of pancreatic cancer. Just about the fastest goddamn cancer there is! Thank you. Spreads fast. Just gotta say, I'm sad about the death, but gotta respect that velocity. All about the speed, baby. Remember that? Guys, just wanna say, I think, though, after all this, if he were here today, he'd say something like, "It's great being a ghost!" He's dead, right? Oh, that really bummed me out. I gotta stop telling that. Guys, I hate... oh, there you are. I thought there was nobody here. I thought this was just a fun me talking to myself. I hate watching myself on tape, guys, because... when you do that, you realize things about yourself you don't like. Like, I realize that sometimes I come off as low energy, right? And meanwhile, from my perspective, I'm a firecracker up here. I'm like Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, frolicking around on stage. And then I see myself on tape, and it's like words are coming out of my mouth like coleslaw, just dripping slowly. Like I ate too much coleslaw or... found raisins in my coleslaw. You guys ever find raisins in your coleslaw? Yeah, what a goddamn nightmare that is. You're already eating this mediocre salad, and someone's like, oh, I know what really spruced this up. This fruit like gerbil terror. This is going to be great. Just going to dash that in there. Tell you guys, whoever loves raisins, they got a lot of power. They got a lot of power in this town. They're calling all the shots. They're like, hey, bakers, I want the raisin and everything. And the the bakers, they're all like, oh, but sir, people love the chocolate chip. Excuse me? Do you have any idea who my father is? Start with the butter tarts.
Oh, sir, no, please. I have a family. I beg of you.
I don't want to see another piece of cinnamon bread without a raisin in my lifetime. You hear me, baker? Now give it up. This is Raisin Town. Thanks, guys. All my characters are Italian. And they're all kind of Super Mario. Thanks, I've been Steve Patrick Adams. Have a great night, guys. This was fun. Steve Patrick Adams!
Hey, this is Dylan Gott. You're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge, recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Please welcome to the stage the wonderful Mr. Chris Locke. Give him a round of applause.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much for that. That was a good song. How you guys doing? You all right?
Yeah.
I'm a little different than the last guy. So try and wrap your head around my shit. How you guys doing? Keep it going for Arthur Simeon, everyone. Arthur Simeon. And keep it going for all the other acts you've seen so far on the show, right? They're amazing, right? Yeah. And keep it going for the fucking universe, man. Yeah, big round of applause for the universe. It's amazing, right? So amazing. There's like hundreds of thousands of planets out there that can have the ability to have life just like the planet Earth. Isn't that fucking crazy? And each one of them is caught up on Breaking Bad. It's amazing. That's so cool to me. I walked into my kitchen the other day, and in my peripheral vision, my frying pan was like in the dish rack, right? And peripherally, for a second, I thought it was my cat. So I just turned and I went, hey, get down from there. And then I realized I was talking to my frying pan. And I got so embarrassed, and I looked around my kitchen to see if anyone saw me. And, like, no one's in my house. Like, what was I thinking? Like, I was going to turn around, and all these hot babes are going to be like, what a loser. Then they put a tub of yogurt back in my fridge, like, come on, let's go get some yogurt at someone else's house. And I'm like, damn, and I blew it with the yogurt, babes. So embarrassing. I heard someone go, that's funny. Jeeves, we'll stay a bit longer. That's funny. He takes a rack. I was in my room the other day. Stop repeating everything, you weirdos. This is a fucking weird crap. You guys, half of you are here to see a comedy show and the other half are just here to learn English. You're like watching intently, like, Jeeves. Jeeves. I don't know what it fucking means. Just go to the store after, like, Jeeves. Jeeves. Please, Jeeves. The guy who runs the store is like, you don't have a Jeeves. I don't know. Someone, oh, like, what does that even mean? I don't know. Yes. I was in my room the other day. But this is funny, like, I still call my bedroom my room, right? From, like, when I was a kid. But I guess I pay rent for a whole floor of a house. So I guess it really, I was in my room, which is surrounded by others of my rooms. Like, I guess my kitchen can be my room as well. But anyways, I was in my room. Good explanation. Which is the bedroom in this story. And I see this spider, like, walking across my bed, right? My first instinct, of course, is to just kill it. Fucking eliminate it from the planet. It's gross, right? Throw it in the garbage can. piss in the garbage can, light it on fire, whatever. Right? But as I watched it walk peacefully across my pillow, I had this revelation, right? I was like, you know what? I don't think spiders actually think they're gross, like we do, right? I think it's more likely that they think they're cool, right? Like when a spider's walking across a pillow, it's like, what am I, walking on a cloud? This is the softest road. I love it. Like they have no idea we're standing above them with gasoline and a match being like, I gotta get rid of that pillow. Like I don't think spiders actually walk around being like, I'm a piece of shit. I think it's more like when they see us, they go like this. They're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to spin a web right here so I can catch a few mosquitoes so they'll stop bothering this giant. And then when we see them, we're just like, boom, face, peace. Disgusting. So now when I see a spider in my house, I don't kill it. Now what I do is instead I put it on a piece of paper, and then I take it outside, and I give it $20. I was walking down the street the other day, and I was walking behind an old man who was walking like super slow, old man style, just like this, right? Which is fine, but then he went like this. And then, you know, and I just wanted to go up and take his watch and just throw it as far as I could and be like, don't worry about it. You've earned not having to check your watch anymore. Just take your time. But then I didn't, because I thought, oh, what if he is actually running late to like meet some friends for a card game, right? And then I imagined him getting there and they're like, oh, what took you so long? And he's like, my body. My body took me so long. I'm trapped in it. Oh my god. I'm blowing people's minds tonight, eh? You fucking weirdos. Oh my god. Let's go smoke a joint by the garbage. So, yeah, okay. Another time I was walking down the street, I was doing what you guys do all the time, right? I was not paying attention. I was just texting and walking, right? Just walking, texting. And then all of a sudden, this butterfly flies out of nowhere, goes right in front of my face, right? And keeps flapping its wings in front of my face, and then my phone, and my face, and my phone, my face, and my phone, until finally I hit it out of the way, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Pay more attention to nature. Like, who sent you, David Suzuki? Get out of here. Who knows what kind of winged beast would have crashed down into my car if I was texting and driving. But I'd listen to the butterfly. I listened to the butterfly's whispers. And I got the point. And I took my phone, I put it away, I put it in my pocket. And then I did actually stop to enjoy nature, right? I actually stopped to smell the flowers. I grabbed a flower, I took a nice big whiff, and I was like, that flower smells like soap. But then I had a thought, I was like, no, wait a minute, soap smells like flowers. Like, I totally forgot that flowers have always smelled like flowers since the beginning of time. Way before soap companies invented soap that smells like flowers to sell to us. That's weird to me. That's like the future. That makes me feel like soon there's going to be a guy that takes a vacation to Hawaii, and when he gets there, he'll be like, yeah, I heard about this place from a can of Febreze. Apparently these islands are great for masking the smell of my shit. Super excited to take a dump in your beautiful land. The other day I was using the subway. I don't know how to say it.
Taking?
Taking the subway seems like weird. It's like a pill or something. Like, did you take a subway? It's like, yeah, I feel better. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Like, riding the subway is weird too. Riding makes me feel like you're not inside. Well, saying you're inside of the subway sounds weird too. Like, I'm gonna go inside of you, subway. The subway's like, don't come inside me. It's like a weird Thomas the Tank Engine subway. Don't. All right. Yeah. knew you guys would like that. You're fucking gross weirdos. But riding the subway makes me feel weird, too. It makes me feel like you're on top of it, riding it just like a cowboy. Like, yeah, take me to your lair, metal snake. You know? It's weird. Slithering through the tunnel. Oh, yeah, but I was on the subway, and I was sitting in my seat, and there was an empty seat beside me, and then there was a guy across from me, and he had an empty seat beside him as well. And then a pretty businesswoman came on, and she weighed her options. Okay? And she chose the seat beside the other guy. And I was upset. Right? Not fair. But then, granted, I have to admit, the guy sitting across from me, he was tall, handsome, full head of hair, nice suit. He looked like the safe bet. Right? Because whereas I was sitting there, I had hot sauce all over my shirt. And granted, I was going like this to the seat beside me, too. Like... And also, granted, she didn't know that if she picked the seat beside me, I was going to start eating her hair like a goat. She made the right choice. This guy keeps going, oh, is it really that crazy? Shh. Shh. Don't make a fucking sound. Do you hear that ancient wisdom humming from the... air vent? I like that kind of stuff. I know, I really like a good comedy show when I just hear machines buzzing. You know, I mean, I like being able to tell jokes, no fucking laughter from humans. I like telling really, really, really good subway jokes and then hearing a fridge go like, and I'm like, still got it. Because I practice in my kitchen in front of my fridge. And then I pretend like my cats are my managers. So this is, you guys laughing is actually driving me nuts. See, I'm out of my comfort zone. That's funny to me. Another time I was taking the subway, I was standing, because it was one of those busier days. Didn't get a seat. And I'm standing, riding the subway, taking it, like a gentleman. That sounds weird too. I was taking the subway like a gentleman. Oh, how do you do? This, like, right beside me, there was a little, like, empty juice box that someone left standing, like an apple juice box, with the straw coming out of it. Like, it was taking the subway beside me. And I look down, and now when I think about that, I think that's kind of cute, right? Like, oh, where are you going? Like, you going to see your girlfriend or something? Like, he's going across town to visit some old yogurt container. That's how I think now, right? That's kind of cute, right? But not, like, now, that's not how I thought at the time, right? Because in the public, I'm so paranoid. I'm always worried about shit all the time, embarrassing myself and stuff. So at the time, I looked down, I saw the juice box, and my first stupid thought was like, oh, shit. What if that's a bomb, right? Because they always have those posters that are like, oh, please call us if there's a bag that's making you upset. Like a strange bag, like, hello, there's a bag I don't trust. And then cops always come like, goo, goo, just like shoot in the head. You're like, thank you. Thank you very much. Now I can keep taking it like a gentleman. Because that's what I thought. So I thought there was like some clever terrorist out there that's like, oh man, everybody's onto my gym bag bomb trick. I gotta switch it up. I know what I'll do. I'll make an apple juice box bomb. And that's what I thought. So I thought it was an apple juice box bomb. And then I instantly imagined it exploding and blowing off the bottoms of my legs. And then I just fall to the ground like an old ketchup packet. And then everyone on the subway is like, ha, what? A juice box? And they're just laughing. I mean, it's so embarrassing because I'm the only one that got maimed in this tiny juice box blast radius. And everybody's laughing at me like I got shit on by a bird. Yeah, cough it up. I want my jokes to be so funny that you actually get sick while you're laughing and then when you leave, you die. All right, guys. Be careful out there. Thanks. Have a good night. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto.
For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, check out podalmighty.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.